I guess. Let's see. Injury-wise, we will list him today. Well, he was today, I should say. Benny Fowler did not practice. DT and Hireman were limited. And then Sombrio, Ferenc, DeMarcus, and Billy Wynn were full. I would say he probably took about a third of the reps, something like that.
When we were out here, Benny was running and catching, so after that he was done?
Yeah, he just did some stuff early in practice, but once we got going with our team portions and stuff, he didn't go. Yeah. He looked okay with what we asked him to do today. We're going to take it a step at a time this week. We knew today, you know, we had him set for certain plays in practice, and tomorrow we'll pick it up. But, I mean, he's on course to make it to Sunday and get ready to go, so we just got to do the right thing.
Say anything to you about any pain
he's
still feeling with the hip or anything?
No, I know he's sore. He's been sore, you know, but Greek's done a good job with him. We've had a few days here to extra, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, I think now it's just a matter of working through it and getting ready for Sunday. So today was a step in the right direction.
Any concern that he wouldn't be available?
No, I'm expecting him to be there. You know, I think DT's been through some of these things before, and the good news is we got some extra time on our hands, or have had some extra time on our hands. So the step I saw today encourages me that he'll get there.
How much has that extra time benefited you? I know it was tough with that first Thursday night, but now that you've had the extra time.
I think it's been good for the players. You know, for us as coaches, things don't change, you know, other than having a little bit more time to prepare for this team. But it's been good for our players. You know, camp was a grind. Pushing toward opening Thursday was a grind. And I was able to give them a break over the weekend. So I think we're fresh, and it looks that way running around, and should be good and fresh come Sunday.
Gary, last week, leading up to the Panthers, it didn't seem like anybody wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. I've already heard guys bring up the fact that they lost to the Colts. When you can find motivation from the past, do you guys more easily go back to the past?
Well, I mean, it's real. I mean, the last couple of years, they came in here and beat Denver in a playoff game and then beat us last year. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's the same team, you know, pretty much. So we got a lot of respect for them. And offensively, probably have as many weapons as we'll see all year long. And then defensively, give you a lot of trouble protecting your quarterback and those type of things. So we got a lot of respect for them and their coaches, and we know we're going to have to play very well.
What makes their passing game difficult? I mean, we knew the Steelers were proud.
Well, I think they just keep coming at you, you know. That's the thing, you know. It's like last week they got down. They keep coming, and, you know, Andrew just sits there all day long. I mean, he's so strong. He's a lot like Ben from that standpoint playing against. And they're so balanced weapon-wise. I think two tight ends caught four or five touchdowns last week, and you got enough speed to worry about inside. So just a lot of issues for us. And remember now, it's a big philosophy. Here, get to it. Switch. There you go. That's a switch. Well, what we played last week defensively as compared to what we're going to play this week. So.
Your wide receiver group is, you know, deep, but now these injuries – are cropping up.
Yeah, you know, well, Benny, you know, missing Benny and DT being nicked, and you know, your deep number, you know, as far as a depth chart, but you can get thin real quick at spots in this league. So it's all about getting to Sunday, though. You know, it's all about where you're at on Sunday and can you get them there. And so Benny's come along really, really well, and DT took a good step today.
Here, the two fines came down today on Darian and Brandon. Any surprise there on your end?
Well. You know, I just say this, you know, I mean, we play hard and we're going to continue to play hard. It's really, really difficult to me defensively when you have a quarterback who goes from a passer to a runner and you're committed, you know, and you're committed as a football player. And that's what both of those guys were. And yet we understand, though, you got to stay away from the head. And we understand all those type of things, but we're going to continue to play hard. That one's in the past. We're moving on. Marshall? No, I mean, I think our guys do a great job in the community. We had a lot of guys out yesterday. You know, we had guys with Play 60, I think, Patrick, and we had some guys visiting hospitals, and obviously Brandon wanted to do that. I think that's great, but I think our guys do a great job across the board of you know, getting involved with the community.
With the Colts coming off that tough loss, have you seen a difference over your years of teams that maybe, like, have blown a team out versus ones that are angry because they lost a game, so to speak, or is every week?
Talking about around the league? You're talking about just in general? I just think you got to respect the fact how hard it is to win in this league, you know? I mean, you can't look at, well, this happened with them last week, so they're going to play this, you know? I think it's really hard to win. We understand it. We preach that all the time. You're going to be in another great game. If you don't play good in this league, you're not going to win. If you don't make plays, you're not going to win. So we understand that, and this team's very easy to get our attention. I can tell you that because we got a lot of respect for them.
Gary, how much do you care, if at all, that people are calling the defense dirty?
Well, I'm out here every day, Les, so it doesn't bother me at all. I know how hard we play and how hard we are on each other to play with great effort on each and every play. And to me, that's a difference in winning and losing in this league. So we're going to keep playing hard.
Gary, you coached another big physical Stanford quarterback in your time. Does Andrew's tape remind you at all of some of the things that John did?
Oh, John? Yeah, I mean, he is a lot alike, and you're right. John probably ran around a little bit more than he did, you know. But the thing is, it's just so tough. You know, when guys are that strong in the pocket, even when you get people around them, you know, you still got to finish plays. You got to tackle them. It's not like just pushing a pocket and the guy goes down. So, and, you know, he's a warrior, boy. He plays 60 minutes is what we preach today to defense. This kid's going to be there for 60 minutes and throwing it, you know, everywhere he can and making plays. So, like I said, just about respect and us getting ready to play him.
How much tougher is it to game plan against him now than it was when you went against him twice when he was a rookie?
You talking about?
Andrew Luck, yeah.
When I went against him twice?
Well, your team, the Texans did, yeah.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that. I don't really remember. How'd we do? Hell, I don't know. I mean, all players grow, and the more they play, the harder they are to deal with because the more coaches do with them. So that's what makes it tougher.
Something tells me if you did well, you can remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Y'all have a good day. Okay.